few items today. First one being subdivision 2022-33, Wilson's Landing.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-33 for Wilson's Landing based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a standard subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the low-density area of the 2019 Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. Residential development of this type and density proposed here is appropriate within the low-density area. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 39 lots on 57.60 acres of land, resulting in a gross density that is permitted in the AR1 zoning district. All lots will be at least 3/4 acre in size. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Four, DelDOT has determined that the subdivision will have negligible impact upon area roadways. Five, the lots in the subdivision will be served by individual on-site wells and septic systems. The applicant has received septic feasibility approval from DENREC. Six, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county as a low-density subdivision. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 39 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. D, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 20 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision and in accordance with the planting requirements of Section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall increase to a width of 30 feet where the site borders existing homes. The buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. E, the development shall comply with DelDOT entrance roadway improvement requirements. F, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. G, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. H, the lots in the subdivision shall be served by individual wells and septic systems. I, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. J, the applicant shall coordinate with a local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. An area for vehicles to wait for school buses shall be established near the school bus stop, or if one is not required, at the entrance to the development where school buses will be otherwise pick up or drop off for the children. K, there was testimony during the public hearing that a private cemetery exists upon the property. The applicant shall retain the services of an archaeologist to determine the existence, location, and boundaries of any cemetery in accordance with the Delaware State Historical Preservation Office. A cemetery area shall be surveyed and marked, and it shall be accessible by a sidewalk or pathway from the subdivision roadway. The preliminary site plan shall be revised to reflect the location and boundaries of the cemetery. The director shall determine whether the revisions result in a plan that is substantially in accordance with the preliminary site plan presented during the public hearing. If the director determines that it is not substantially in accordance with the preliminary site plan presented during the public hearing, then the revised preliminary site plan shall be placed on an agenda of the Planning and Zoning Commission to determine whether a new public hearing shall be required. I, As part of the redesign to accommodate the cemetery, the plan shall be modified to include unobstructed areas in addition to the maintenance, excuse me, in addition to the main entrances set aside for vehicular access to adjacent roadways in emergency situations. These areas do not need to be improved with paving or stones. Instead, they must be outside of any lots or structures and free from obstructions so that the development is not isolated in the event that a main entrance is impassable. And that was condition L, by the way. M, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. And a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-2033, Wilson's Landing, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2515, Renewable Redevelopment LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2515 for Renewable Redevelopment LLC for an electrical substation based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed substation is located on land that is zoned H1 heavy industrial. The purpose of the H1 district is to provide for a variety of industrial operations as well as uses permitted in the L1, LI1, and LI2 zoning districts. This conditional use is appropriate in the H1 district. Two, the location of the facility is designated as being in the industrial area under the comprehensive plan's future land use map plan. Industrial areas are as devoted to concentrations of larger industrial uses, including heavy industry. Three, the proposed facility is on land that was part of the Indian River Power Plant in operation at this location since 1950, and it's adjacent to the existing DP&L electrical substations, which have been in operation for decades. This conditional use is a reasonable and appropriate extension of the long-established land use at this location. Four, the proposed facility will not result in any significant increase in traffic on area roadways since there will be no full-time employees at this site, only periodic visits for inspections, repair, and maintenance of the facility. Five, the proposed site is located as a considerable distance from the other properties and residences, and the facility will be buffered by a significant natural barrier of existing mature trees. Six, the construction and use of an electrical substation on this site will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Eight, this conditional use is subject to the following conditions. A, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the electrical substation conditional use area as well as the remaining acreage. B, the perimeter of the substation shall be fenced. C, two signs shall be required on the fencing around the property to identify the site and emergency contact information. D, the plot indicates that only 23.59 acres of the 140.25 acre site will be disturbed. Forested areas outside of the disturbed area shall be preserved to the greatest extent possible and shown on the final site plan. E, any security lighting shall be downward screened. F, all stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall comply with the applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2515, Renewable Redevelopment LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2416, Over the Hill Holdings, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I need a little more time on this one, so I'm going to move to defer conditional use 2416 Over the Hill Holdings LLC.
Okay.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2416 Over the Hill Holdings LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2417 White House Beach Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2417 for White House Beach Inc. for eight additional lots within the existing manufactured home community based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, White House Beach was originally established in 1956 and is a legally nonconforming manufactured home park with the AR1 zoning district. The legal existence of the park was first confirmed by conditional use number 2 in 1971, and there have been several subsequent conditional uses to create additional lots. This application seeks to add eight additional lots within a formerly undeveloped area of the community. Two, the current layout of the community is generally shown on a plan dated January 24th, 2011. However, given the age and evolution of the community, there is not a clear record of the number, location, and types of lots within it. For this reason, there is a condition of approval requiring a new master plan type drawing showing the entire community and showing the general layout and location of the lots and the type of each lot. Three, in addition to the existing lots within White House Beach that surround these eight new lots, the community is also in an area where C1 zoning exists, along with townhomes and other manufactured home parks. These eight lots will be consistent with the existing uses that are in that area. Four, White House Beach is located within the coastal area according to the current Sussex County land use map. This eight-lot expansion of the White House Beach community is appropriate in this area according to the comprehensive plan and future land use map plan. Five, DelDOT has determined that the traffic impact for these eight new lots will be diminutive. Six, the community and these eight new lots will be served by central sewer and connected to the central water and connected to the Sussex County sewer system. Seven, the additional eight lots will not adversely affect nearby properties or area roadways. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than eight lots shall be added to the existing approved White House Beach manufactured home park. B, the additional eight lots shall conform to the current requirements for a manufactured home park as set forth in the Sussex County Code as to size, setbacks, parking, and other dimensional requirements. C, the area where the eight new lots are to be located shall meet or exceed the stormwater management requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. D, the addressing for these eight new lots shall be established by the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. And E, a final site plan depicting the area of these eight new lots shall be reviewed and approved by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. This final site plan shall also depict the proximity of any of these eight lots to the nearest state or federal wetlands. In addition, at the same time that a final site plan is submitted for approval, the applicant shall submit a revised master plan of the entire White House Beach community, identifying all lot locations by number and a further identifying that there are set aside for tent camping, RV camping, and manufactured homes. This master plan does not need to comply with the level of detail required of a final site plan for the entire community. It shall be sufficient, subject to staff's approval, to generally depict the layout of the community. And that is my motion.
I second the motion.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2417 White House Beach Incorporated for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,